Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's St. Patrick's Day. We're wearing green and we're celebrating children.
Faith and Begara, plus the new iOS 8 leaks, Apple's getting into the fitness game, and we'll get you started coding early.
All that, and we're also going to get our beach bods ready on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine. Get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like garden tomato crunchies. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Amazon gift card when you get a loan. I like that new open. That's awesome.
What new open?
You know, the new open with us dancing. It's great.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Brand new.
It's like 5 years ago. We were so young and different then.
Did you know...
What?
...that ancient sailors, seeing the giant manatee on the beach, mistook that for a mermaid, and a legend was born?
Well, then why did mermaids become beautiful women creatures?
Well, from a distance, a manatee might look beautiful.
How do you know that?
Because when I'm on the beach, I see sailors in the distance going, mermaid! And that's how I know.
How old are they? They must be really old by now.
They're basically
ancient.
Ancient.
Yeah, cool. It's a great story.
Mermaid!
Yeah, well, no,
there it is.
Whoa!
That's it. That's me on the beach.
It's weird because in real life, it's not there.
I was thinking of going to a tanning booth this year so that this wouldn't happen ahead of time. Just be a little brown.
Yeah.
Just so that wouldn't happen.
So that you wouldn't get...
Mermaid!
Yeah, if you're just a little tanner, then the confusion ends. That's the problem.
You know what we don't cover enough on iPad Today?
What's that?
Besides pasties.
What? We don't cover those at all. They cover things.
Stuff for kids.
Yes, it's true.
Because you and I, well, it's been a while.
I'm a childless woman.
You're a child at heart.
And your kids are... You know,
long
they're not
gone.
Kids.
Yeah, they're adults.
They're adult kids.
So, you know, I remember when Abby and Henry were little, it was the beginning of what they called lapware programs that you would put your youngster in your lap and you'd play things like Arthur's Reading Adventure.
I think it was on CDs.
They were on CDs?
Or DVDs, I guess.
Yeah, Abby learned a lot of her early math facts from an Aladdin math game. Those were great, but that category died. It was killed. Partly by the internet. Fortunately, along comes the iPad, and many of the same great games and great lapware that was so popular on PCs with CDs is back, and it's back in a much, I think, more consumable form.
So, yeah, and we get a lot of not only ideas from all of you, but questions like, what should I download for my kid? My kid's 6 or 9 or 3 or, you know, there are games for every age group. You know, it's kind of funny. I was just poking around the App Store over the weekend because I knew that we were going to do kids games. And it's funny. When you type in kids games just into their search, it really bugs me. You've got kids games as the first result, then kids game for girls, and then kids games for boys, which is like, I don't even...
That makes me angry.
I assume that they know that parents are going to ask those questions.
Just makes me angry.
But it bothers me too, because then you go, all right, well, what are the ones for girls? And they're not necessarily dress-up games for girls and kids free. Like, there's no way that this is actually a free app. They're going to have advertising and I don't know. It just bothers me. It's like, you know, girls do stuff besides wanting to build a Barbie on an iPad. Then you go into kids games.
Do you think it's parents' faults? Do you think that's really
Boys and girls are different. That's true. Sometimes boys like different things than girls. It just bothers me that apps are being put into categories for girls versus boys.
So we're not going to do that.
No.
Everything you see here,
yes,
is pan-gender.
Do you? Yeah, yes. We
cover the waterfront.
This is a pan-gender show.
Yes.
Do you know who Trip Hawkins is?
Oh, I love Trip Hawkins.
So Trip Hawkins has gotten a bunch of funding for a learning game startup for children.
He was the founder of, was it
EA.
Electronic Arts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And was one of the really original game guys and brilliant, brilliant guy.
Something chocolate.
EA was later became something else and he left. So I'm glad to know he's still doing stuff.
He's
not a designer. He's a business guy. But
yeah.
He's created, it sounds like a company.
He's got a new learning game startup. It's called If You Can.
Oh, I know what you're thinking of.
What?
The 3DO.
3DO?
Yeah, he made a game machine. Trip Hawkins, after EA, made a game machine called the 3DO that was the best console game ever, but it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully this will.
Yeah. There it is, the 3DO.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even think I've...
Yeah.
If I knew that existed, I had forgotten completely.
Henry and Abby and I played a lot of games on that. So
really?
It must have been about 15 years ago.
The 3DO. It's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish he would do something with it. But this first app is coming out of his startup. It's called If. It's a game. But the idea
Ooh.
Is what they call SEL, which is social and emotional learning. So that's, it's not just a game for kids. It's supposed to help, it's teaching you.
In the center of space.
Geez, that's really
yes.
Loud. Can we get past this? Because I already did this
That's
part.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It is not. It is not.
No?
No, this is this game is actually really cute. And I was, even though I'm a little old for it.
You need more social learning, though. I think this would be good
so.
For you.
I think so. Yeah, continue my game. Go ahead and do that. And what's neat is I could already tell, even in the first few minutes of just, I'm kind of walking around, I'm navigating. I've got this little dog who's like my spirit guide type of a thing. But I keep getting... let's go this way. There you go. I keep getting into these situations where I have to make choices. And you can tell that the game is asking you questions and wanting you to make the most of, the choices that you have.
Yeah,
they're supposed to mirror the choices in life.
Linnell told you, make good choices when you were going out the door.
Is that me? Oh, someone's phone's ringing. Cool.
I haven't heard a phone ring like that in a while.
I know.
Let me introduce you to the...
Maybe it's his. Maybe it's the wolf's phone.
It looks like we're just in time.
Yes. Come in.
Ooh.
What? So this is emotional learning, really?
Well, of course, now that I'm playing this, it's not giving me these choices that I said I had.
But are they ethical and moral choices?
Yeah, but it's also like, hey, sometimes the little dog will ask you a question, and then you have the choice of answering him a couple different ways. So it's almost like multiple choice answers.
Right.
So the game
branches that.
Off from there based on how you respond.
I tell you what this answers, because there's a lot of kids today who don't have a lot of interaction with other kids except online in computer games.
There you go.
They spend a lot of time looking at their iPads. So I think it's not a bad idea to give them some situational learning that might help them be more social.
It's also, I'm almost a little embarrassed, how interested I am to find out, what happens next in this great world of mine.
Look at it. It's graphic. It's
yeah,
beautiful.
I actually really like it a lot. Yeah. And you can kind of, you can get going. I guess I shouldn't run ahead too quick. Yeah, I'm in somebody's yard now. Anyway, this is called If. I believe it's, let me make sure before I tell you it's free. I want to make sure that it actually is. Yes, it is free. So, yeah, if you've got, I don't know what age group I would say anywhere probably from, 5 to 10 type of a thing. That seems to be kind of the age range here. And, I could do this all day. Oh, so here you go. So, hello, how are you and Rosie getting along? Now, I can say, I can't sniff enough stuff to fix the houses. There's something weird about Rosie. Or, I like Rosie. So, it's kind of like, how do I feel about Rosie? Maybe I'm not crazy about her for whatever reason.
You interesting.
Know, so then the game...
So it is developing some social...
Yeah. It's like, how are you feeling? How are you feeling at this time in the game? Anyway, so that's If, the game. You can just search for... I think you have to search for If you can in the App Store, even though this is called If, because There's too many ifs. App Store search is awful.
A better man than I am, Gunga Din.
What does that mean?
If.
Oh.
The great Rudyard Kipling poem.
Oh, that.
I don't think Gunga Din's in that. Did we stipulate these had to be educational learning games?
No, they're just stuff for kids.
You know what the kids are playing a lot of these days?
Well,
and if I had thought ahead, I would have brought my little Disney Infinity action figures with me. Disney has really kind of owned the space, and I bet you never even heard of this. But boy, the kids have heard of it. You go to the store, and you'll see these action figures you can buy. Characters like, this guy, Underwear Man. And what happens is, well, let's tap on Mr. Incredible. We can see what he can do. Hey, Mr. Incredible. So this can be played on a PC, on a console. Almost all the consoles support it. You get these characters. This actually is a little side app from Disney that shows you what these characters can do. But you get these little action figures. You put them on a little pedestal, and they suddenly interact with your console game or your PC, and they let you. So shall we download Walk By?
Yeah.
We're going to get this action. These are all the characters. It's kind of fun. You get these great... poor kids have to agree to terms of use.
Kids are like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm. All right, so now...
All right.
Now, I should really put you in this picture.
Oh, we've already established these flattering photos you always take of me on the show.
There we go. Now, let's go. Let's walk, baby. Come on. Come on! You can see they're in the environment. There we go. So they're going to walk all over you.
Okay.
These action figures are made for walking, and that's what they're going to do.
Hi.
One of these days, these action figures are going to walk all over you.
All
right. Now... Let's save that.
Oh, it was a video. I was just staying really still.
I know. It's okay. They'll do stuff. So I have to say, and you can see Xbox 360, Xbox Live, PlayStation 4, 3. Here we go. This is not a great movie, but you get the idea. Now, you see, for a kid, that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I loved it.
So this isn't the game itself. The game itself is more like it's a gentle shooter game. Isn't that cool?
This is so cute.
I should really keep them on the floor, but
that's great.
So
I love them.
There's a lot of different things. So I'm gonna leave because should I save that? I always forget to save or should share these on the. I should share these on.
No, you remember you Facebook. Did. You took a very unflattering photo of me and put it on Facebook.
Do you like Sully?
Just last week.
Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
I never saw that.
What's interesting is it has all of the Disney universe in it. So
that's great.
Pirates of the Caribbean,
sure.
The Incredibles, Monsters. Here he comes. There's Sully. He's going to scare him. Go ahead, hit him. No.
No.
You can't do that because it's Disney.
And, yeah, no, they don't
and they
hurt
all like
each other.
Right. Wouldn't that be a weird app
if like it was like a Street Fighter for Disney characters and everybody's just punching each other? Probably not a great idea.
Let's do Super Sky. I got to do this. Okay, I am going to make one more movie.
All right.
Do you mind?
No, I don't.
Do you mind if you're in it?
I'll be. Now that I know how it works, I think I'll participate.
Okay, one more movie with Sarah Lane. And when I nod, you be scared, okay?
Okay.
Look to your right. Okay, let's see if that works.
this is already one of the weirdest shows.
That was quite good.
Look at me. My gosh.
We're just capturing your imagination.
Sully.
And now we're saving all your money, preparing for action. Okay, here we go. Ready? So she's just sitting there. She's not paying any attention. Awesome. Come on. Is that okay? Is that not freaking awesome?
It's really funny because I'm looking at
you. Didn't know what you were doing, but you did it perfectly.
Yeah, thanks.
You're a trained professional.
Thank you.
So now this one I'm sharing to Facebook.
That's just weird.
Oh, how old am I? Four? Five?
Six?
This is going to take a long time.
They're like, well, you obviously wouldn't scroll up to 52. Actually,
how would I like to share this? I think I would like to share this on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen.
I bet you would.
Oh, I'm sharing this on Facebook. You did that perfectly.
But I wasn't looking at him.
No, because he scared you, and then you looked at him.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been better.
Couldn't have been better. Oh, man.
Professional.
So that's Infinity Action.
And if you go to Facebook.com/LeoGLaporte, you too can watch Sarah be terrified by Mike. What's his name? Wachowski? Who, which one is that? That's Mike, right?
No, that's
Sully. Sully. That's Sully. Right, okay. I love that.
Wait.
Mike is the little ball.
Aren't you supposed to be on? Oh, never mind.
Aren't you?
Wasn't he supposed to be on a?
He's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
A week already happened.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to Chad. I thought he was on a cruise. Mm-hmm.
I got to play that one more time.
Apparently, the week went
she's
by
so,
quickly.
She's just he creeps up on her. And you look right at him.
That's so weird. It's the weirdest. All right, so those are good games.
That's free, by the way. I think their internet purchases. But really, it's not free because I got to tell you, what's going to happen is your kids get all excited. Then you go to the store, you buy the $50 action figure, you buy the $60 game, and it's a whole universe, Disney Infinity universe.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, just that alone.
If you just make a little scaring video, it's completely free.
That's called action. There's also a toy box app, also free on the
app. Disney Infinity Action.
Yep.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Good time. That's mm-hmm. a good find.
Is that cute?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Anywhere else? Yeah, it'll be interesting actually to see. I was going to ask on Twitter, hey, what are some of your favorite apps for kids? But I thought, well, you know, let's stick to all the people who have already written us online at our email address, and because we do get quite a few folks saying, I know this isn't a show for kids, but my kid really likes iPad Today. Which, by the way, thank you so much. That's mm-hmm, awesome, mm-hmm, awesome mm-hmm. to hear. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's nice to get all of your feedback because then. We know what actual parents are getting a lot of use out of. And hopefully we can introduce you to apps that you hadn't heard of before. All right, so what else do I was going to talk about one other kid app, and now because my app or my iPad is getting all full again, I'm forgetting what it
was. I threw
was.
You with Mike. That, Sully scared you.
I'm scared.
He's still scared.
I truly am. Was, you know,
I'm going to tweet this. Somebody said, can you tweet that? I will also tweet it. If you don't have the access to the Facebook, I will choose that video from the library.
You know, this app we have talked about. It was, I don't know, about a couple months ago. But I do think that while we're on the subject of kids, the Natural History Museum is a great app. Because
that was one of your apps.
It was.
Yeah,
this was an
I love
app,
that app.
I don't know, a couple months ago. But... This is it's all like dinosaur stuff. So you get all this information on a variety of animals that once lived many, many moons ago. It's like being at the museum, and obviously people of all ages love dinosaurs, but kids especially. So this is a little bit more advanced. I would say this is more of like a, I don't know, junior high, teenage type of app. Because there's a lot of reading, and you know, it's definitely put together, not really kid-like. It's pretty mature, but this is a huge source of information, and especially if you've got a little science geek on your hands, this is a great app to have, just for reference, really. And any ages, not just kids.
I really think that the iPad is so well-suited to kids of all ages, young and old, but there's always this issue of how do you keep your kids safe? If they've got an iPad, because you're giving them internet access, and I think the parental controls. Every parent should learn to use the parental controls. You can block YouTube. You can block a lot of the things that you might not want the kid to do. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be nice if you had an app that kids could watch, that they could watch kids safe videos? You know, a lot of kids love YouTube.
Oh,
they want to
yeah.
watch videos.
Right.
So there are a number of apps that do this. I'm going to give you one example. This is called Ellie's TV, Kids Safe Videos and Movies. It's got a nice big watch TV button. There are in-app purchases, but this is free for some of the basic stuff. I think it's great to have something that a kid, a 3 or 4 year, I'm thinking really little kids, can interact with this, go, oh, I want to see the heap, and press the button, and they can watch these videos. And I have to say, while when we were doing the old CD-ROMs, a kid needed to be in mom or dad's lap. Can you turn that down just a little
Jeez.
Bit? It's a little too jazzy for me.
That's really loud.
But this iPad, kids can do all on their own, even 2 and 3 year olds. So you really do have to kind of pay attention to how you make a kid safe. let them play with it. I mean, it's, I think it's great that they have control of it. But so this is a great choice. And there are a number of apps like this. This is app, Ellie's TV app that has TV. It's just silly kid-safe video. But I think, oh, this is... This might be a little scary for... It's because you know what's going to happen? We're going to have a sheep that's a castaway on the island.
Oh, that's so sad. Does he have friends?
Well, you have to watch the movie and see.
Okay. No, this is cute, though. I know I have tons of friends who will put their kid in front of YouTube, basically just on a browser.
And that's risky.
And it is, because some of the related videos are not
There's really a lot of stuff at all.
And it's
YouTube.
Not really that kids are trying to find content that is unsavory, but it does happen.
And this has nice big buttons. Even a three-year-old could figure out how to use, you know, how to use this, how to play these. Look, it's blue... It's Adam Sandberg on Sesame Street.
Sandler.
On Sesame Street.
Sandberg.
Adam Sandler.
That's correct.
And that would be Elmer.
Elmo.
Elmer the Muppet.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you making up the Muppet? I was like, what is happening?
You can see that a kid... This is a great app for kids.
Yeah.
And the free stuff, there's plenty of it.
I want to play it for you. I just got to come up with something that rhymes with Elmo. Oh, go
ahead. No, his name is Elmer.
Elmo.
Adam Sandberg doesn't know the name either.
Sesquipedalian.
Sesquipedalian. There's a good word.
No. Elmo can't think of a word that rhymes with Elmo either.
We're in trouble, Elmo.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Adam
Sandler. Isn't this cute?
It's very cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
Adam Sandler just came up with it.
Let's have a little break time now and watch.
This is a song about Elmo.
Anyway.
How much are you going to watch exactly?
I know. We should watch the whole song. That, once again, is Ellie's TV. It has, what's nice about it, you might fool the kids for a minute because it looks like it's YouTube. It's kind of got the YouTube
icon. It does.
And just you know, go into parental controls, disable YouTube. Really, really a good idea anyway.
And then the kids,
and then
they're just
give them this,
the kids stuff.
And they're going to watch Elmo. And Mr. Sesquipedalian, there. Where is the parental control? I'm not a parent anymore.
Is it
in privacy?
No,
as in general.
They moved things around.
This is the new 7.1. Did they change this? This is good. I know you tune in this show to figure out how to watch restrictions. Here we go. Enable restrictions.
There you go.
You're going to set a passcode. This is a different passcode, by the way. You can show this. This is our. I don't care if the people at home know my parental control password. Let's say it's a 1111. Don't choose that because that's the first thing kids try. But that's separate from the passcode to get into your iPad.
Okay.
Okay. So you can give the kid your iPad passcode, but they still won't have access to this. And so you can obviously turn off in-app purchases right away. You might want to turn off Siri. Safari, the browser, you know, they can go anywhere. Turn off the stores if you don't want them to install apps. You don't want them to delete apps. It's very easy to accidentally delete apps. You can say what ratings that are allowed. You could say how. This is a really good one. Kids are smart these days. Let me just turn down the brightness.
Kids are smart.
I don't know how it got turned back up. Kids are smart. So they come over, and I've seen this happen. They say, Mommy, can you enter the pass? I want to download this free app in the iTunes store to enter your password. And Mommy does. 15 minutes later, the kid spent $4,000 on fish. So this is a really good one. Require password immediately means they can't play that trick. You enter the password, but he can't then get the in-app purchases for a while. Lots of good stuff in here. This is it's kind of harder to find because it's not under parental controls. It's general and restrictions. Didn't it used to be called parental controls?
They changed some stuff in 7.1.
They've moved a few things around. But notice I'm using the buttons now because I really like the buttons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you could block YouTube, but maybe I'm wrong on that one. What was my passcode again?
1111. Not to be used by anyone else. There should have been the YouTube, right?
You can say, I don't want explicit content.
All that good stuff.
I want all the movies to be G. This is all that's the kind of stuff you can do. This is very, very useful stuff. Maybe you have to go down to YouTube to disable it. You could turn off multiplayer games. You could say you can't add friends. I'm only mommy can add friends, that kind of thing.
You can turn off FaceTime, too. Your kid's not calling all your friends and going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because FaceTime, you know, it's really easy to call out on FaceTime because your directory's there. You just tap a button.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, boss, that my child called you 45 times last night.
Hi. Hi.
For all the links.
This is new. CarPlay has a, can be turned on or off.
I know. Yeah, not that there's before. Much we can do with it.
Right.
But it's there. Links to the apps that we mentioned, kids apps, and also, well, yeah, basically just kids apps. On this beginning portion of iPad Today, go to twit.tv/IPT. That is where all of our story, show, archives, subscription links, all the good stuff. Everything but the live show itself. Of course, we are live on Mondays, 11 a.m. Wait, why is that our screenshot? That is a very weird screenshot.
Only you could prevent forest fires in the bathroom,
yeah?
Sarah Lane.
Yeah, that was an Instagram photo. Okay, whatever.
No, that's the...
It was the Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, from your bathroom as you grew up as a child. Did you forget that already?
No, I put that photo on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Because my mom sent me the photo. You guys remember that? That was just a week ago.
If you missed that episode.
It's just a strange screenshot, but that's fine. Whatever. iPad Today is live at 11 a.m. Pacific on Mondays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't know what the UTC is, but we have a dud tip later in the show that talks about this exact problem that I have.
I know
I will
why
not
YouTube
reveal it until then.
Doesn't show up. It would show up in my apps, and I could disable it there. I don't have it installed.
Oh.
That would be why.
No YouTube app.
I guess
that's
not.
That's odd. Okay.
I don't like YouTube. I think it's overrated. I like Ellie's TV.
Well, but that doesn't really make sense.
It's got great
it's
stuff
overrated.
For kids.
It's all, it depends on the content itself. Mm. YouTube is merely the platform that the creative people are putting their stuff onto. Hey, Leo, I'm kind of hungry.
Snack time! I've been waiting
for
snack
we
time.
Got some snacks.
Hey, wait a minute. This is a little light. Somebody's been in my nature. There's only five things left.
I ate all
Somebody's been eating my nature box. I'm not surprised. And this is why you get nature box, is because these are great snacks, healthy snacks. Look, let's face it. We all love the salty snacks, but you don't want to go to the vending machine when it's snack time. You'd like to have healthy snacks in your home or in your office. And nature box lets you do it. You can pick your snack box, or I would suggest with your first box you get an assortment. Such great stuff. Let's see. Which would you... Oh, these are dried apples, Fuji apples. Very, very good. Healthy for you. Sour cream and onion almonds. You know, almonds are full of antioxidants. Very good for you. These are all nutritionist approved. I personally think peppery pistachios.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Regular pistachios are boring. Peppery pistachios are good
and
snacks.
Nothing wrong with peppery pistachios. All of these bags resealable.
Uh-huh.
And when you take advantage of our special offer, we're talking less than a dollar a bag. This is much better than a snack you might get at the snack machine. Go ahead and just take that whole.
I will.
Let me just have
well,
a peppery.
Well, and a lot cheaper, too. You pay $4 for this somewhere
Oh,
else.
These are good.
Aren't
so
they?
Pistachios are usually salty. These are salty and peppery.
Mm-hmm. And
that is really good.
I try to eat as healthy as possible. I'm always a label reader. I want to have informed decisions if I'm going to eat a bunch of junk. And I've looked at all of the Nature Box ingredients. And this stuff is good. I mean, it's good for you.
Sour cream and onion almonds.
Yeah, why aren't almonds more often sour cream and onion?
So, here's the deal. When you go to naturebox.com/twit, you can choose what's in your Nature Box.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you can choose by dietary needs. So they have vegan, they have soy-free, gluten-conscious, lactose, and nut-free, non-GMO, if that's what floats your boat.
Rocks your boat.
Savory, sweet, or spicy, you choose. They'll send them right to your door with free shipping anywhere in the U.S. There are over 100 possible snacks. That means almost an infinite number of combinations. But all of them have one thing, zero. Zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, zero artificial flavors or colors. Nature Box, it's the snack happy gift that keeps on giving. You can subscribe to Nature Box. 3, 6, or 12 month subscriptions are available for family or business. Ever since we've had Nature Box in the office, people have just stopped eating the nutty, muddy caramel chew with the marshmallow flavor center.
Well, why would you?
Because this is good.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Exactly.
50% off your first Nature Box. Go to naturebox.com/twit and use the offer code TWIT. Now there's only two bags left.
That's the only issue.
It's going to float away. It's so light.
Sharing it with others, you guys are going to fight over the yogurt-covered pretzels didn't last long.
A lot of our, because we've been doing the Nature Box ads for a couple of, I think it's like a week now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our viewers have written to me, have tweeted, I got Nature Box and I ate the whole thing. Do not eat it all in one sitting. It's really good. That's the only problem. It's really good. It just doesn't. NatureBox.com/twit. Mm.
Hey, so what do you think about iOS 7.1 now that we've had a good solid 7 days? Because you were downloading it right before the show last week, I remember.
Number one, it fixed the resprings. So yep. I don't get the reboot thing.
I haven't gotten
the
one.
Apple, not one.
Nope, not a
fixed.
One. Yep.
So that's thank you, Apple.
Yeah, because that was very annoying.
I'm seeing all sorts of little subtle cosmetic changes that I like. I love the ability to have the outlines on the buttons now. Because, you know, one of the things iOS 7 introduces is the idea that a button would just be a word, kind of unhide, you know, just it's like a link. But I always wasn't sure, can I tap that? You could turn that on in accessibility. And in fact, I would recommend if you just installed iOS 7.1 that you immediately go to accessibility and look at what you can turn on. I love button shapes, so I turn that. This is a shape, see? Instead of just the word general,
mm-hmm.
I now know it's a button.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm not crazy about the way it looks, so I have it turned off.
Right, but you get the choice.
It's nice to have the choice. Totally agreed.
You can reduce motion in more apps. So all of that stuff, I think, is good. I haven't found anything I don't like about 7.1. So my suggestion is you should get 7.1 if you've been using iOS 7. It makes the new iPhone, the older iPhones, I should say, the 4 and 4S, much faster, I'm told.
Johnny B. in chat says he's heard rumors that battery life is an issue. I have heard those rumors as well, but I am not having those issues.
Here's the tip on that.
All right.
And I can't guarantee this will work, but I've heard from a number of people that it does. If you go back into general, we're doing a lot of settings today, and reset. Not the whole thing. Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
You don't want to erase all contents and settings, but just reset all settings. Now, only do this if you're having terrible battery life.
Yeah.
But this clears out, apparently, some settings that are causing issues, and I've been told by a number of people this fixes the battery life issue they've been having with 7.1. It's hard to see what's going on because it's not consistent. I haven't had any battery life issue. But some people
have. I haven't either. Not that I
reset all settings. The only thing that's bad about this is you'll have to re-enter passwords and settings and things like that,
mm-hmm.
like your Wi-Fi password and so forth. But if you are having don't do it unless you're having battery life issues. But if you are, I'm told this will help.
Well, there you go. That's a little duh tip.
Yeah.
And on the fly, we got we actually got an email from Mark here, and he says two things. He's taking me to task because sometimes I don't remember who wrote us, and I'll say, this is from, I don't remember,
Madge.
A very nice person like Madge.
Yeah.
Mark says, you know, you seem like you take great notes, but this happens too often. So, okay. He said, the second thing is, could you please either stop or condense the explanation of why you guys wear goofy hats?
People know that by now.
During the ABCAP Awards, I guess I always figure, what if it's somebody's first show ever? They would probably like to know what the story is, but you're right. Maybe we ought to
stop explaining
it each week.
I kind of understand what what's-his-name's problem is. Mm. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
No, Mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a joke. Because
yeah,
he said,
I see what you did there. Right. Because he was saying,
somebody put a giant post-it note on that truck behind me. Is that?
It looks like.
First of all, Mark, you have to understand we're easily distracted, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's just a brain problem we have.
Yeah.
Second of all,
it's clinical.
I think the real problem with the explanation of the ABCAPs is it's nonsensical.
Right.
So he doesn't want us to continue to do it because it doesn't make any sense. So there's really no point.
Okay.
We're just wearing hats.
Later in the show.
It makes no sense.
Later in the show, we're just going to put them on and we're going to, and it won't be funny or cute. It'll just be kind of a serious thing with hats.
If you tape a piece of paper over your window with electricians or perhaps masking tape,
Why does it have to be so bright? It's a yellow piece of paper with red tape?
I think that's the NSA surveillance van. Don't call
okay.
attention.
Well, you know, it's, I've got nothing to hide. If anybody does, that's your problem. So what do you think about all of these iOS 8 leaks? Rumors, of course, at this point. Oh, Brian.
I have not reported on any of them.
Well,
you know me. I'm not a big fan of a certain category of stories and rumors and leaks. I'm not a big fan of those unless it really feels certain that this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of those cases where I do believe these leaks. These are people who are, you know, this comes from people who are beta testing it. So I don't believe they're not true. But what I would hasten to point out is that's what iOS 8 looks like right now. It is still distant, and it may change quite a bit before it comes out. So go ahead. I've put on blinders, and I said I'm not going to look at iOS 8. But so you tell me, what are we seeing?
Well, we're seeing a variety of things. We definitely talked about a lot of this on TN2 last week, and a lot of it's coming out of 9to5 Mac because they've obviously got good sources. But one of the new supposed features of iOS 8 will include a new app called HealthBook, which is not unlike the way Passbook is set up, but it's all aspects of your health rather than, you know, loyalty cards for American Airlines or that sort of thing. So things like your heart rate, blood pressure.
Scroll down a little bit, though, because look at the list of things. Some of these, now, by the way, this is Mark Gurman, who is very trustworthy at 9to5 Mac, and so I know these are real screenshots. But how are they going to tell what our oxygen saturation is?
Or, like, our hydration levels?
Yeah.
There would have to be a lot of input on the user's part.
Blood sugar?
Because
are they going to take a drop of my blood and put it in the iPhone?
No, I think that they say, what did you have for lunch? And then, you know, if you had a pastry, your blood sugar might be higher than usual. I'm not sure.
This is great stuff, and I hope that the new iWatch can track all this stuff, because it would. I have two thoughts about it. One, it would change the world of health. People like me, who are going to die soon, will die a little less soon. Wonderful thing.
Yeah.
My bad thought about this is that means that only that Apple users will be healthier. That only you'll have to have an Apple to be product to be healthy.
No, there'll be an Android version of this.
It won't be like as good.
Well,
Apple's going to own the,
you know,
the hydration.
Too bad, too sad for those guys.
Well, that's what I mean. That seems wrong. You have to. What do you mean? You're telling me I have to have an iPhone and an iWatch to
I don't think
live
having
longer?
An app will necessarily make you live longer. It'll just give you more control over your options. I don't know. I think that whenever Apple does something that seems, you know, revolutionary and that sort of thing, they also end up putting a lot of third-party apps out of business.
Well, in this case, I think they're going to put third-party apps and products in business, because my suspicion is that Apple will not necessarily provide, say, an oxygen meter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a thing that you wear over your face as you're running, you can plug it in and HealthBook will suddenly record that information. So I suspect what you're going to see, in fact, if you scroll down to the very bottom of the article, Mark's showing a variety of apps that could conceivably work with this. I think that's what you're going to see. This is, and that's a lot like Passbook. Passbook is designed to work with Fandango and United Airlines.
Yeah.
So I imagine Runkeeper and, you know, Diabetes Tracker, these will be things that will kind of tie in. You might have to have a blood glucose meter that attaches to your iPhone. But if you are monitoring that, the health book will keep track of it.
You know, it's what I think actually is a really good feature, and I'm surprised it hasn't come to iOS until now. Well, and it still isn't here, but if these screenshots end up being reality, emergency card. An emergency
this
card.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
This is huge.
And that's, I would assume that that's, well, you know what? I wouldn't assume, because it would have a lot of personal information, but let's say I'm having a stroke, you're able to grab my phone. Can you look at an emergency card in an emergency without using the passcode, kind of like an emergency phone call? One would think you'd need to,
right,
but you wouldn't want people to abuse that information.
Apple would be very wise. There has been no standard way of doing this. There are third-party applications that do this. This would be, again, something that would really benefit everybody who owns an iPhone or an iPad. This is something Apple could very much change the world with by providing this kind of information. It's very valuable to know your blood type, your allergies, these kinds of things you might wear on a medical alert bracelet or a necklace. To have that in your phone, I think, is really great. There are third-party apps that do this, but there's no standard way of doing it. Apple could make that a standard way of doing it. By the way, here's a health tip.
Yeah?
Do you know what to do if you think somebody's having a stroke?
No.
This is really important, because if you get to somebody's having a stroke, quickly, you can reverse 100% reverse the effects of the stroke if a physician can get to that person fast enough. So you ask them, raise your hands above your head. If one arm goes up and the other one doesn't, if they can't do it symmetrically, that's a problem. Smile and tell me a simple declarative sentence. There are certain things, those three things, if a person's, you know, they're half a smile or they can't get both arms over. I'm telling you this because I'm planning on having a stroke soon. So okay. I just want you to know what to ask me.
Now
and then simple declarative sentence. What did you have for breakfast today?
If someone says, give me a simple declarative sentence, I'd be like,
Right. Another good one, stick out your tongue.
Oh, yeah?
If you have,
But I'm not stopping the stroke. I'm just knowing that you're having it.
But then you know that, well, then I'll leave that as an exercise for the viewer as to what to do then.
Okay.
Don't pound on me or something. Give me an aspirin and call me in the morning.
Hey, did you know, not speaking of strokes, that Anthony Bourdain has a Flipboard channel?
Flipboard channel. Everybody can, right?
Yeah.
Everybody can.
Yeah.
I have a Flipboard channel.
Well.
He has a special official one?
Yeah. He's like he's featured on Flipboard.
Oh.
Do you not like Anthony Bourdain as much as I do?
I love Anthony Bourdain.
Okay,
he's a guy who travels around.
Bless you.
He travels around and eats bugs or something.
He does a variety of things. But yeah, this is I don't
know. No reservations.
That was his show.
Loved that.
Yeah. He's now got a CNN show.
So this, but anybody can make a Flipboard book.
That's right. Now I'm looking at his Flipboard, and I can, you know, obviously share this or just, it just, I don't know. Whenever there's a cool celebrity,
he has the same reaction to airline food I do.
Yeah. Well,
I think he's on a train, though. That's a pretty big window for an airplane.
Yeah. It's just, if you're a fan,
I love him.
I think,
so he's on CNN now.
Yeah, he is. Isn't that
interesting?
Weird? So, yeah, it's a variety of stuff that he's obviously shared. Of his own travels and travails.
There's some pretty good
stuff that he's sharing.
There's some pretty good Flipboard books out there. I wouldn't say subscribe to mine because unfortunately I don't keep mine up to date.
Yeah.
But I do hope everybody knows that it's easy for you to create your own magazine on a Flipboard, and when you do so, people can subscribe to it. And I think if you're somebody with a big following like Anthony Bourdain, that makes a lot of sense.
Do you find that in iOS 7.1, the caps lock is more confusing than it was before? Because that is a common gripe.
Some people, I've heard people raving about this.
Raving?
Raving happy.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I personally, I've, and I don't want to belabor this, I've always been unhappy about the Apple keyboard.
Yeah.
Because
you're not a big fan.
Well, tell me what state I'm in right now, or what state am I in now? What state am I in now?
Yeah.
Is that locked? Is that unlocked?
It's very hard to know.
So I've always said, like many third-party keyboards and the Android keyboard, that if this were a lowercase when I'm in lowercase and uppercase, that would be a good indicator.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they've changed the color of the shift key. Used to be they would just put a little light on it. Now at least it's a little bit more visible. So this is, I am in caps.
No, you're not.
I'm in unlock.
Yeah. It's like there's nothing about.
It's not intuitive.
I know. It's like at least make it. If you insist on just having the arrow, at least have smaller arrow for lowercase and larger arrow for uppercase. If you do a double tap, now it has a line underneath it.
What is that? That's shift lock.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
man.
I use a lot because I yell when mm-hmm. I'm typing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Dear editor, I am so angry about your newspaper.
We got an email, speaking of this issue, from Marshall, who says, there is a way to change the white lettering, which I find hard to see at times, against that gray folder background. If you go to Settings, General Accessibility.
Once again.
Yep.
Love accessibility.
Second column down, increase contrast, then turn on Reduce Transparency, the mm-hmm. apps at the bottom of the screen, and the apps that are gray file boxes will have a new look that is easier to see.
Let's try it.
It's not going to change the way Caps Lock works.
Let's see.
But, yeah.
Boy, that's better. So it's not as clear behind it.
Right. Yeah. He also says, I love Twit.
Thank you. I love you.
And iPad Today. We love you too, Marshall. Marshall, I'm two for two. I remember everybody's names today. We're not going to leave out anybody.
One of these days, Apple is going to fix that keyboard thing, and I am going to go, hallelujah.
I feel like your main gripe is that you want the keys to be lowercase.
Yeah, because what better way to know what you're going to get when you type a key than if it shows what you're going to get when you type a key?
But then it
would be like if I press the punctuation lock and it says, well, just guess. Maybe you'll get an exclamation mark. Maybe you'll get something else.
Yeah.
It's not a typewriter. It's a typewriter. You can't change the keys. It's a computer. You could change the keys. You just make a lord.
I've started to see your point.
Ask me if I can raise my hands.
Can you make a declarative statement?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Call 911. If, by the way, I shouldn't be joking around.
Right.
If you think somebody's having a stroke, immediately call 911.
Yeah. Because that is what you do.
I just don't understand why Apple has not fixed this after many, many years. And every time they come out with a big release like 7.0 and 7.1, it's a big opportunity to fix this problem.
It's because Apple sometimes, I'm acting like I work there or something, Apple sometimes chooses design over functionality.
There's no design sense there.
There is, though, because it like you said, it's the way that a typewriter looks, and it's cleaner. When it's all caps, it looks better.
Why is it cleaner?
Because it is. Because when you've got lowercase stuff, you got dotted I's, and it's...
That's what I want.
That's actually pretty cool.
But
something like that that works, I want it.
Even on a typewriter, you know you're in a caps lock because the whole carriage moves up, you know, and it just sticks there. I just want some feedback, a little feedback. That's all I'm asking, Apple.
Can you just let us know why you make the choices that you do when it comes to the keyboard?
They're saying, what is a computer keyboard? It shows exactly because it can't change. But this is an on-screen keyboard. It can change.
Yeah, it's a software solution. Well, what do I do when the next iPad comes out, which hopefully it will, and it'll be awesome later this year, and I think to myself, well, let's get rid of this fourth-gen iPad.
Well, I could tell you a very good place to go.
I just don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away. Sell it on Gazelle.
I think I'd like to get some money.
Gazelle sells your gadgets the fast and easy ways. You're going to get cash fast. One of the nice things about Gazelle is you've got 30 days. So once you get your quote, that's locked in. You know how they do that with a loan, mortgage loan? You lock in your rate. You want to lock in your quote now because unlike mortgage loans where the rate can go up and down, the value of your gadget is not ever going to go up, ever. It's going down. It's starting today. It's going down. So get that quote now. You got an old iPhone, an old iPad. They buy cell phones, BlackBerry, Samsung, Nokia, LG. You got a tablet. A lot of people maybe are thinking, I want a new tablet. Just bring your old tablet, Samsung or iPad or whatever you got. I think most of you probably have iPads, to Gazelle, and you can get money for it. They'll even buy broken iPads and iPhones, which is pretty cool. There's some actual value there. It's risk-free. They pay the shipping on anything worth more than a buck. Look at that. What is that? $155 for my old third generation 32-gig Wi-Fi iPad. That's great money. That's cash in your pocket. Now, here's what happened. So you got 30 days. When you got the new iPad or whatever, you transfer the data over, they'll send you a shipping box with the prepaid shipping. You send it to them. They turn around very fast. If you leave the data on, by the way, by accident, they will wipe it. I do recommend you always wipe your data on your devices. But if you forget, don't worry. They'll take care of it. And then you can get a check. If you're really in a hurry, you can get a PayPal credit. My suggestion, if you buy anything on Amazon, get that Amazon gift card only because it's worth 5% more. They bumped the rate up by 5%. I am a fan of Gazelle, and I guess I'm not alone because Gazelle's paid more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. 1.5 million trade-ins. And you know what's great? About 90% of Gazelle's customers, 9 out of 10, say, I would tell a friend. I would use it again. Gazelle has been a great experience for me. You try it. Gazelle.com. Costs you nothing to get that quote. Find out what your stuff's worth. You might be surprised. You might say, wow, I have $500 sitting in my drawer, and I'm just...
That's always the reaction. Anytime anyone uses Gazelle for the first time, they're like, why doesn't everyone use this?
Do you have like a drawer full of old gadgets?
Yeah,
that's a drawer for you.
Yeah, you know what I've even got?
It's a purse
I've
for you.
I've even got, I don't know why it's in my purse right now, my old BlackBerry Pearl. Just hanging out with me.
Bad news. Not worth a penny.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's like, what?
Why is that in your purse?
What is this?
Is that a purse you haven't used for a while?
It was a prop on an episode of i5.
Excellent.
And that's why I still have it. But yes, I have a drawer full of this crap.
So what if you open that drawer and inside, instead of all the junky gadgets, there were $500 in cash sitting in
there? I'd be a lot happier.
So there is. And all you have to do is go to Gazelle. There's money in them darn drawers. That's it.
And then you can put cool things in your drawers that matter, like napkins. And some
cloth
freezer
napkins.
Bags.
You're a good person.
I
you
am.
Don't use paper napkins.
No, I don't.
Use cloth napkins.
I have paper towels for cleaning up messes.
But you know what?
A cloth napkin is nice.
I highly recommend,
what?
And I'm a big fan of,
what?
Bar towels. They're cheap. I buy them like 70 or 80 a piece. And I use them to clean up. Then you throw them in the wash. And I don't use as many paper towels. It's great if they're just a little tip.
Okay.
Little hint from Eloise.
I felt like, yeah, when I bought my first, like, set
Leo-ese.
Of cloth napkins, I thought maybe I'm finally an adult.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Do you have
true.
Napkin rings?
No, I'm not quite there yet.
You have more than one person at your table to really make that work.
That's the thing. I mean, placemat. I feel
all,
silly. It's always
you have
always
five napkin rings, and they all say Sarah.
Right.
That
it's
is
a
no
little
point.
Sad. But yeah, I'm doing the cloth napkin. Hey, so we were talking about news apps last week in episode 189. We got an email back from Manuel, who says, I've got a few other suggestions for stuff that can be thrown in for the news apps. He says, you didn't mention BBC News. That should get a mention. He mm-hmm. says, for German users, there's an app of Tagesschau, I know I'm not saying that right, which is a very popular news show in the country.
Tag is day, so it must be it's today
Tag
or today's the Today Show.
Tag. He says
Chow.
News Pro from Reuters, also very good. He says Feedly, of course, is a good news source.
We've mentioned that.
Yeah, and then he said there's also Dig. Dig is very different
you know,
than it used to be.
I had Dig all queued up,
and we
and
never
I didn't
got
get to
it.
But I agree 100%. I think the new Dig, which is great, actually.
It's weird because Dig has obviously changed so
mm-hmm,
much.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I went to my acupuncturist the other day, and Kevin Rose goes to the same one, and he says, I haven't seen him in a while. Does he still work at Dig? And I was like, no.
Oh, man, you haven't.
No, and Dig is really different. But anyway, that's neither
here
nor there.
The new Dig is kind of a little Feedly-like. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I think they've done a nice job with this.
I love Dig.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more of, I mean, what would you call it? It's not crowdsourced news anymore. It's curated news.
They do some original news too, which is kind
do.
Of interesting.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot of that.
So
get
here's
circulated.
Tags. It has a browser built in, so it's like you're reading this on the web, which I like because a lot of times the sites on the on some of these other things are not quite as well, we're getting a lot of ads on. Forbes. I guess Forbes needs the money. Somehow I've now launched into a Dropbox ad. I don't know how that happened.
What'd you
Help
do?
Me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's an ad. That's weird.
So I like that because you're actually in the real thing. But now how do I get out? Okay, I take it back. I hate Dig. I can't figure it out.
What is happening here? At least you're using your hand gestures.
Yeah, I got a hand gesture for you.
Okay.
No, Dig is good. Dig is good.
It's great.
I don't know how to use it. Dig is good.
Yeah, no, it's I love it.
Do you know how to use it?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
I don't know
you
what's
just,
going
you
on
just
here.
Kind of click on stories that you think are
Yeah, well, click on a story and then get out. How do you get out of it?
Well, I don't want to click on that story.
Yeah, click on a story that you don't mind showing us.
Cute corgi who loves cleaning supplies.
Perfect.
Sounds
how could
like
you go
something
wrong?
I would like.
Okay, and then you have a back arrow.
Yeah.
For some reason, I lost my back arrow on that Forbes story.
That is part of your problem.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the corgi loves snack time.
But watch out, corgi, because he's going to cause an explosion. Really? How's the corgi going to cause an explosion? That's get out! Oh, don't go under. Don't you? That's nice.
What was that? I don't even understand.
He's got black paint all over his muzzle.
Oh, that's
But wait, it's not over.
Really?
Because watch. Now, there's a fire. It was, I guess, paint, right? I think that this is faked because...
Oh, that... Whoops, sorry.
I think it's faked. You know why I think it's faked?
Why?
Most people don't go around with a wireless microphone and a lavalier on in a pack.
And then decide to, like, make sure that they're on the right shot before the
explosion.
Fire.
Yeah. So
that was the weirdest thing I've seen.
Completely faked.
I don't understand. Well, why would you even fake that? It's like, what? Nobody gets anything
because
out of it.
Because people will show it on iPad today.
Hey, you know, the caps lock, as I said, quite a hot button issue. Andrew, who lives in New Zealand, says, About this new style with the shift key being possible to know if it's on or off, I have found a couple of my apps on my iPad use a blue arrow and wondered if it is able to be specified by the app's creator. My banking app still has it, so does PDF Expert. Just a thought. Well, yeah, because that's something that on the app development side, that's something that has to be written into an app. Mm-hmm. And that's why you'll see in the App Store developer notes when they'll say, we're now iOS 7.1 optimized, or that sort of thing. That's what it's about. So, yeah, it sounds like you've got some apps that are lagging behind, but that's a good thing because you like the old way, the old blue arrow that we no longer have.
I figured out what I screwed up. Dig.
You did?
Because I did that arrow, the outline box on buttons.
Oh.
Instead of something I can easily see, the back arrow, I've got this little grayed out thing.
Which is an arrow now that you...
Now that I know where to look, I will see it. But I had changed the user interface.
It's a little confusing.
So that confused me.
That's kind of an interesting thing, though, because I'm sure...
Something to be aware of.
The Dig designers of this app would probably... Yeah. I mean, they'd
gonna
be
need to
better
do
off
about
adding a little something there, because a lot of people have turned on those shapes like you have, and then it makes the app look a little different.
Yeah.
What do you got there? A tunnel.
Tunnels under San Francisco.
Interesting.
You could drive me crazy. I don't like it when they do this.
All right, we've got another email from Ben. Lots of feedback this week. Ben says, I keep hearing Leo can't delete iMessages or SMS en masse. It's really easy.
Why does he keep hearing that? I don't think I've mentioned that in months.
Well, maybe he likes that one episode and watches it a lot.
Okay.
He says, just go to the messages screen.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do this. Yeah. We'll do this in real time.
I probably don't have any messages. All right, let's see. I could show all this.
And swipe from the right to the left on whatever contact for which you want to delete all messages.
Oh,
and
contact.
Then push delete
by contact.
Oh,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I want to look at this stack of messages I have, and I want them all to go away at once. But instead, I have to know I have to do this one by one. Or he's saying go this way, and you can delete everything from one guy. But I just want to have one, because the problem is I don't have many now, so this isn't a big deal. But if I had a scroll list of these, is there no way that you could just say delete that whole? I want to start fresh.
Yeah, there isn't.
Yes, because there is on Android, and that's where I'm spoiled a little bit.
You know, we're going back to rumor territory again.
Rumors.
But there is also a rumor that iOS 8 will allow the option. It won't be mandatory, the option of auto deleting messages after a certain time has passed, because
that's not in there.
No,
there's not like after 100 days delete that.
No, of course there isn't. No, that I see. I wouldn't, because I. Oops, sorry. I always use messages as blackmail, you know, or making people do the things that they said that they would do. That sort of thing.
Right.
So I never, ever delete any messages.
You want to keep those.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a paper trail.
Now, Echelon is saying multi-touch does work. So you could take as many as 10 fingers and swipe, if you do it just
all of the messages.
Swipe them there.
10 at delete, once. Delete, delete, delete. That's still not all, though.
No.
That's not delete all. However, I'll be interested to see who is interested in the idea of, I don't really like to keep messages. Let's just go ahead and auto-delete them after, 100 days or 3 months or whatever it is. Because to me, I'm like, no, I would never want that. But Apple apparently is considering giving us the option to do that.
Most
Which would clean things out.
Most texting apps that I have used have that feature, including Android devices.
So maybe Apple's going to,
They're playing catch-up.
Yeah, they're playing catch-up. Get on board.
I understand. They don't want to make it too easy to delete those things, because if you're like Sarah Lane and you're keeping them as, blackmail material, don't want to accidentally delete it all.
I actually, most of my friends aren't really all that interesting, so there's nothing to blackmail them with.
Right.
But
they made a commitment.
Yeah.
They're going to come over and take care of that cat. They better do it.
Well, I mean, I do so much texting. It's like, that's my life.
Yeah.
That's my history. It's like my diary.
But that's to me why you would want to delete it periodically, because it just gets too much stuff. But it isn't. You don't feel like it's too much stuff. No.
I mean, I would open it right now, but I'm afraid of what you'll all see, so I'm not going to. But
so,
I mean, I'm in
to
messages
be clear,
constantly.
I understand there are ways, like hit the edit button and go down the list and stuff. What I want is a menu item
that
says delete all.
Yeah.
Yes. Boom.
And then they are.
Yeah.
or mark all as read. Or, well, messages has all sorts of problems.
I send a lot of inappropriate texts. That's the main reason I want to do that.
Right. Yes.
As we all know.
As do I.
Really?
As do I.
You've never sent me one.
I can start.
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Good. I'll put you on the list.
Put me on the list.
That's
would
right.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a dried apple?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I thought you might.
I really would. Hey, so remember I said that I had... Whoa, there's a few of them.
I would like to do two ads for Nature Box.
You
today.
Would?
Yeah. So that way I could eat more.
So before we get to that, I mentioned a UTC dot tip. This one comes from Sam. See, I've got everybody's name. I'm never going to make that mistake again. Who says... I wanted to let you know that in the iPad's iOS built-in clock app, in the World Clock app, you can add a time zone for UTC. I hope this helps. You figure it out when you draw a blank. And then he says, I've been watching the show since episode one. Yay! Okay, so if you're...
All right, do you have messages up there?
What do you mean?
Somebody says, hold down a message.
Yeah.
Until you see, I don't have any, I've deleted them now.
Okay.
Hold down the message until more comes up, and then you should be able to hit delete, and they would all be deleted.
Let me see.
Don't show my screen. I got no messages.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that I'm not.
Yeah, don't actually delete it all. Yeah, see, she's got too much stuff in there you can't see. Don't look at her screen right now.
I can't. I can't show you. It's too dangerous. No, we have to go back.
What's in there?
It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just life. It's my diary.
You know what it is. I know what she's doing. I know what she's going to do. Her memoirs are going to be just all the text messages. She's going to write them. The memoir writes itself.
It's the screenplay. The screenplay is already written, and I just got to put it in slightly different format. Nobody's going to want to watch it. It's a sad little screenplay, but whatever. Anyway, thank you, Sam, for the clock tip. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're in World.
You
clock.
Can add UTC.
He says...
Plus, UTC. Right, I think if you go alphabetically, it's going to take a while.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There it is.
All right.
So from now on...
I would never think to look for UTC in that way.
See, so it is... But now, let's see. Now I have to calculate out that it is 1923 UTC.
Well, you did very well.
Thank you.
1923 UTC.
You know what I do? I just add 7 to the number to the time, and then I know because we're 7 hours ahead or behind.
Mm-hmm.
We're 7 hours behind UTC.
Okay, that's like when you add 12 to the military time.
Well, then that's why you see the brain working sometimes, because sometimes if it's afternoon, I have to do both. I have to add 12 and then add 7.
That's right.
I could add 19, but that's too complicated for me.
12 and 7. Same idea. We love hearing from all of you. Thanks to everybody who wrote us, emailed in, tweeted at us during the week. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-iPad. Or you can send us a video. Or you could write on our Facebook wall. Or, actually, I have that turned off, so you can't do that on mine. But Leo might allow you to do that. Or...
Really? You don't want people to say things?
I don't want my wall to get too messy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So only friends can comment on your wall? Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody can comment on my wall.
Well, no, anybody can comment. They just can't start a post on my wall.
Oh, well, that's the way it should be. Yeah. I do that too.
Yeah. Anyway. But thanks to everybody for writing in and for watching the show each week. You're all really great. And I hope that none of you get strokes.
Wow.
I do.
You know what I hope?
Have a stroke.
I hope that each and every one of you... gets $35,000 in your bank account in the next 3 days. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
What would you do if you $35,000? Would you buy a car? No. I think you would pay off your high interest rate credit card.
That's a legitimate problem that I have.
You might do a home improvement, like build a giant cat structure in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You might start a business.
Yeah.
Prosper is. This is a very interesting, this is a new form of lending. It's called peer-to-peer lending. It brings people who have money to lend together with people who need money. Imagine what you could do if you knew that in the next 72 hours, without setting foot in a bank, you could get $35,000 in an unsecured, low fixed rate personal loan. Wouldn't that be awesome? You don't need to offer any collateral. The rates are fixed. They don't go up like bank loans often do. No outrageous fees. And you don't have to go to a bank. Prosper has more than 2 million members today, over almost $1 billion, $900 million in funded loans. It is the simplest thing to go to prosper.com/twit and find out how much you could get. When you get a loan for prosper.com, by the way, we're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. prosper.com/twit, up to $35,000 in 3 days, plus the $50 Amazon gift card when you get a loan. prosper.com. Now, they're not affiliated with amazon.com. They just want to give you the gift card as a thank you. For more information on the gift card, visit prosper.com/twit. Peer-to-peer lending, it's the next big thing. prosper.com/twit.
Oh, hey, Leo, you're looking at slightly different.
Well, do you know why we wear hats on iPad today?
I don't, and I don't want to hear about
it. No one does.
No one cares, so it doesn't matter.
And the answer is nonsensical.
I've got all sorts of green going on now.
Yes,
you know
you
that
do.
You know that I bought this shirt because I didn't have a green shirt that I felt was appropriate enough for St. Patrick's Day?
Can I ask a question?
And it wasn't even that cheap. It was like, it was kind of expensive.
Is the tyranny of the Irish?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Correct.
Can I ask a question? Does it have to be Kelly green, or could it be like olive, like
but
that?
I'm,
like
see, I'm not sure. I'm not
I
sure.
I think it has to be Kelly green.
I think it's really a specific kind of green,
yeah,
because it's the shamrock. I don't know. I'm not a very good Irish person. So you look really nice. Thanks for getting dressed up.
Yes.
I'm not even going to explain the hat thing because apparently
somebody
I just
doesn't like
it. Mark over there thinks that I talk too much about it. So that's fine, whatever. What we are going to do, though, is we're going to talk... Why? What happened to my... Oh, there it is. We're going to talk about the app cap that I have.
Why do you keep showing me? I'm trying to adjust my mustache in private. You mind? I'm having
that
a little...
That was the big reveal?
A little
that
wardrobe.
That's what you were all so excited about? Your monocle... thing.
I think this is a very good costume.
Wait, can we talk about the monocle? Like, would how you, does the monocle...
Would you even know who I am if I walked in and said, to... I say, Sarah Lane, I'm here to watch iPad's Day. Do you know I should sit?
When you wear a monocle, do you have to scrunch your face up the whole time so that it stays? Because that doesn't seem like a very good idea. That's bad UI.
No, you don't. If you have the perfect eye socket, it just sits there. And you know, this monocle from Warby Parker has a special grip, you see, on the edge there.
Oh, it's got teeth.
It's got teeth.
For your face.
These face teeth.
No, you're still... I can see you.
Why am I... I'm having mustache troubles.
This is just... We've gone over...
Wait a minute. We're talking.
While we try to figure that out, I'm going to tell you about my App Cap pick of the week, and it is... Daily Burn. Now, this app is free. You might have seen, if you watch a lot of Hulu Plus, you might have seen these Daily Burn commercials. They are all over Hulu Plus ads right now.
Is it exercising?
Yes.
Oh, I'm out.
That's exactly what it is. No, you like exercising.
Yeah.
Now, the app is free, but these are not all free classes. What Daily Burn will do is give you a certain amount of free...
Actually, I'm a member of Daily Burn.
Are you?
Yeah, the website. It's actually a really good exercise. Well,
so then you have access to all this stuff. So, for example, if I don't know, go into Cardio Sculpt. That sounds interesting to me.
Mm.
You can see that there are little locks over most of the videos.
So you have to buy. But the first one's free.
Yeah, and it's 32 minutes. But hips and thighs, that BHT.
That's all you need.
That's
BHT.
All I care about.
Just do that. And
you got a little BHT.
The world's
good.
Go.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and start your workout. It also says, there's the disclaimer here that basically says.
You know, does anybody ever pay attention to that? I have yet to consult a physician before beginning an exercise program.
Well, I think that, you know.
I think my doctor would laugh at me if I said, Doc, I'm considering an exercise program. Should I?
Well,
say yes.
Well, there are certain ailments that people might have where you're not supposed to.
By the way,
know.
We are about to unauthorizedly reproduce and distribute this video, so I just want you to know that.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the video. If I
those look
want
like
to see what the exercise list.
Those look like you would have that be all BHT, baby.
It is BHT.
All BHT.
Squats. I love squats. So you can jump around. You kind of know what you're getting into.
You could do this easily. And the nice thing is you could do this at home.
Yeah.
You don't need the little dumbbells. You could fill a bag, a Ziploc bag, with about 10 pounds of water.
Wet sands, maybe. Yeah. Just use books. It's fine. But no, you got, you know, your little handy dandy AirPlay icon, because that makes sense to me. If you've got an Apple TV, you can, of course, watch the video on a big screen. Leo's losing it. I thought I was going to be the one to break in the show, and apparently I'm the only one holding it
what
together.
What are you talking about, darling?
Squat hold. Now, see, I would think that, I mean, this is almost like...
Oh, that's hard. Have you ever done
see,
that?
See, I would think that that would be bad for your back.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, don't bend over. You're squatting. Make it like you're in a chair. See, she's going too far forward.
These people are in excellent shape. I want to look like that.
I'm
going to do BHT. A lot more.
See, this I think she's too far over.
There are a lot of things weird about this video right now. I'm just going to go ahead and not address them. So you get the idea. It's 32 minutes. They call this easy. So if you're the sort of person who's
wow.
like, you know what, exercising is very overwhelming, or I'm, you know, it's intimidating. Not only can you do this at home or when you're traveling. I know a lot of people in hotels, they love something like Daily Burn. Daily Burn is not the only place.
There's another workout I'd like to do, the BLT. Do they have that? Bacon, lettuce, and tomato?
Right. It's your jaw muscles that's important as well. You want to have a nice, strong jaw if you're going to make it in this world. Anyway, this is good stuff. So I like Daily Burn. Again, you're going to have very limited options if you don't end up subscribing and buying classes. But you get a good handful of workouts for free. And maybe there's one that you like and you just want to, like, watch it over and over.
When
I mean,
you
that's,
get,
you know, you might as
there
well.
There we go. That's my workout right there. When you get a Jane Fonda video, that's all you get. You don't get, like, a 100 different videos.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're just going to do the same thing over and over. But it's good to mix it up.
Yeah. So that's Daily Burn. It's really nice app. It's well made. I mean, the people who are exercising all seem like they know what they're doing. So I'm ready to get fit with that.
You know,
I'm going to get my beach bod.
You got a beach bod.
I could always improve.
I, on my Xbox One, have exercises. And the Xbox One has a Kinect, you know, comes with it. And it can see your heart rate somehow. And it knows how hard you're working. And so you have to actually work out. The camera's watching you.
Because what is it? How does it? I don't understand.
I don't know either. It's magic.
Is it?
What? You know? Somebody said I do. It's heat.
Oh.
It's got an infrared sensor.
What if you just run hot? What if you just had Indian food?
It knows you. It learns who you are.
It says, Sarah, you seem rather warm.
And I have to tell you, I tried this. Because the Xbox One, when you sit down, it goes, hello, Leo. And I put on my disguise. It didn't know me.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't know you. If I saw you on the street, I'd be like, that is an Irishman I've never met before.
What, Ethan Begara.
And what a great style he's got.
Hello there. How are you, Sarah Lane? May the road rise up to meet your mustache on the day that you were born.
May all your children be and the
green.
Wind be nice.
So
and green. So much green.
My question for you
is Leo, what is it exactly? What would you like to know?
Did you ever think...
Hey, everybody. Yeah, we're still doing a show, apparently. Yep.
That you could learn to program on an iPad.
No, that's rubbish.
You can.
No. Not in this life. We're only in the 21st
I'm going to show you an
century.
Application that Mike Elgin showed me.
Oh.
It's called... It's called...
So would we have any Guinness? I mean,
we need some green beer right now.
This day
why isn't Guinness green
better.
All year round? It's called Tinka with a T Y N K A.
Okay.
And it's actually now this isn't going to be hardcore programming, and I've done this on my other iPad, so I'm going to have to start at the beginning. But what I like about this is for kids who are used to Angry Birds or you know those traditional games where you have different adventures and so forth. This is great. Now, unfortunately, some of these are in-app purchases, okay? But they're not hugely expensive. The $2.99, you can get all of them, all right? But free for the first one, and I think that's what you should do, because what you want to do... Oops, let's go back here. What you want to do is play with this a little bit with your kid. I have to say, this is really fun. Unfortunately, I should have played a little bit of farther ahead because we have to go through the prologue. Uh-oh. Pixel's parents are leaving with Adam. Can you make Pixel bark? Okay. And this is how it works. And so we're just going to... So what we're going to do is say when the play button is touched, then bark. And so this is kind of like we're stitching together pieces. Now I'm going to press the play button. And... Oh! Oh, isn't that cool? It barked. Oh, wait a minute. Apparently I've broke this. When touched, bark. Okay. Oh, they still drove off. So we're going to have to continue on our programming.
Well,
you get stars.
You got an epic
three stars. Did good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, program Pixel to run to the shoe to pick up the scent. So they're going to give you new actions. When touched, run. Well, that's easy. Let's try it. And he runs. Oh, but he didn't run far enough, did he? Oops, so I'm going to have to run twice. All right, let's try this. Run and run, and then he gets to the shoe. I want to jump ahead, and I don't know if I can. Let me see if I can. Yeah, it's going to take us a little while to get to... to get to anything interesting. They've brought you liquor.
So I said Guinness, and now it's some very single malt scotch. I don't know.
Girls like it too, you know.
Not celebrating Scotland today, people.
So now he's going to run three times. But what happens is you go, gosh, this is kind of a pain. I have to go run. And yeah, you do. You have to go run.
But that's the basis
run.
Of programming, right?
Well, but then what happens is you oh no, I got to do one more.
Yeah.
But then what happens is you say, "Gee, it would be nice, wouldn't it, if there were an easier way to run four times?" And so what happens is it kind of stimulates you to start thinking about how could you make this a little bit better. And that's when we're going to start seeing some more actions here. Hold on a second. Yeah. This is for little kids. Very, very patient. Very, very patient little kids. Run. No, go away. Jump, and then run. By the way, coming up on triangulation, the guy who invented the cell phone.
Really?
Can you believe that? Yeah. There we go.
Good work. That was epic.
I'm trying to get to the... As a matter of fact, it was.
It was.
I'm trying to get to the part where we start to do loops and repeats. There's four while, do all of that stuff in here. Ah, we've got a lot of run. I don't want to run. That seems like a lot of running. Let's see. Maybe if I repeat running nine times and play. So I would say this is more for 8-9-year-olds. Mm-hmm. By the time you're maybe a teenager, early teens, this is going to be a little bit too silly for you. But this is a great way to kind of teach kids. When you were a youngster, they probably used Logo and Turtle graphics to teach programming. You remember that, where they turn left, turn right, go one step? This is very much like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember my childhood.
That was in the early days. Now I've got to... Oh, this is an interesting one. Three times I've got to both... run. Let's do run. And then jump. Let's try that.
Ooh.
Run, jump. Run, jump. It gets more complicated, of course. But this is the basics, the fundamentals of programming. I have to say, for young kids, this is going to get them comfortable with the idea of giving... computers instructions and having it do stuff and kind of understanding some of the fundamentals of looping and so forth. It is not going to teach you real serious programming. So we're going to jump and then run.
And even if your kid is not destined to, study programming as a profession,
I think
just
it's useful.
Understanding the fundamentals of how these things are built and how these languages are written and how a computer is actually understanding commands helps everybody.
And it's actually kind of a fun game. I mean, that's the real point.
Well,
You're learning without really, feeling like, oh, this is drudgery.
It's like fun math.
Yeah. And I think, you might try this with even younger kids. Oh, I need one more run. Oh, solve the puzzle using five or less blocks on your first try to get all three stars. So, kind of like Angry Birds, you've got to do it if you can in one shot. Let's see, I think we got it now. Yeah. Don't you feel like we?
This is so cute. It's Tinker with a Y, which you mentioned Mike Elgin because his son works at Tinker. I didn't even know that. We talked about this on...
A little internal plug, a little nepotism.
The social hour last week, but we didn't know. So it's just even cooler.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, keeping a family.
So you talked... Wait a minute. You talked about this on the social hour?
Yes, we did.
But this game?
Yeah, but I didn't want to, you know, crush your dream. So I just kind of let you talk about it like you discovered it. Ia also doesn't watch the social hour, obviously, so there's that.
I'm busy. Somebody's got to put my mustache on, and that's the time I do that.
Somebody's got to scrunch his monocle.
The whole point of monocle is that you can express say something surprising to me.
I'm a man.
Okay, say something surprising to me while the camera is on me.
I'm a goat.
What? See how valuable that is?
Yes.
The popping of the monocle adds
the
to
air
the
of surprise is merely
what?
Is merely heightened.
Right. You see. So that's the whole reason.
Why is it that when you say something surprising, I immediately decided to change my gender?
What?
This is just strange.
I say, are you a man? You don't look like a man.
Oh, I assure you I am one.
No.
Yes.
What?
We gotta go. There's something weird happening today.
I say, happy...
Xbox would think that I was dying. I'm very warm.
I shouldn't be talking in an English accent on St. Patrick's Day. That's offensive.
Blessed clovers. Blessed be...
Oh, the blessed clovers. Aren't they beautiful?
Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today. We'll be back next week.
The rose right up to meet you.
A lot less greens, probably a good thing. Yes. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Faith.
Oh.